So here's a question for the politicians that are running around telling us that we don't know what we're talking about, right? How did you manage to change the definition of Australia in our constitution from 1901 to today without a referendum in section 128 of our constitution? How'd you do that? The original definition said the Commonwealth of Australia. Today's definition says, for geographical purposes, Australia, not the Commonwealth of Australia, Australia includes those three islands that we've talked about and excludes all other external territories. Now we know through the maxims of law, inclusio exclusio, that they've done a whoopsie-doo there somewhere. We might not know why, and it might not seem like that big of a deal to the average Australian, but they did it without our consent, which means something's up. Now, I think you know why, and I know most of the people that follow me know why, but we need to ask the public why, and we need the politicians to answer why they did that without our consent. Because when you understand how they've been slowly selling our country off since that 73 declaration, Lima Declaration, you start to understand why the definitions in our constitution need to change to allow these things to happen, and why they might have needed a voice to lock down the indigenous in the constitution with a treaty to do what they're doing.